Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston, Texas, and now being joined by one of our absolute favorites, and that is the Dallas Cowboy great Cliff Harris, who during his 10-year career participated in a total of 5 Super Bowls, including the Cowboys' very first World Championship that win in Super Bowl VI. Good evening, Cliff. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you, Alyssa. It's great to be back with you, visiting with you again.
Absolutely. Well, how about those Cowboys, that 26-10 win against the Titans last weekend? And in a moment, we're going to highlight and get a recap on that matchup and the story of the game. But right now, it has been such a special month of September for you personally. I mean, your alma mater honored you with a new football stadium. Wachtaw Baptist was named in your honor on September 13th, was the dedication of the Cliff Harris Stadium. And I just have to wonder, I mean, just share for our listeners across the country tonight, the dedication of the stadium. I mean, what was that like for you?
Yes, there were a lot of emotions. I had, you know, many of my Wachtaw teammates, some of my Dallas Cowboy teammates came up, my whole family. I spoke right before the team. The team was lined up behind me, the Wachtaw Tigers, and raring to go, waiting on my speech. I felt a little weird, but it was, you know, it's amazing. It's going to be a great thing, you know, as you for the school in Wachtaw, for the athletic program there, and for the recognition, more recognition of what I'm trying to do, you know, with the Cliff Harris Award, bringing more attention to the small colleges across the United States that play really good quality football. You know, that's what it's all about.
Well, you know, the photos online and even the text message you'd sent me with some of the photographs. I mean, the stadium, Cliff, it is so impressive. And, you know, Wachtaw's head coach Todd Knight, I mean, he's got to be fired up about these new facilities and just the new stadium. I mean, this is going to enhance. It's going to help out with recruiting and attracting some of the best student athletes.
Without any question, you know, it is something. I mean, as you drive into beautiful Arkadelphia, you know, Arkadelphia is a beautiful little town in Arkansas, about halfway between Little Rock and Texarkana in the mountains, the Wachtaw Mountains, and the Wachtaw River borders on the Wachtaw University. So, and as you drive over the hill and down into the valley, that is where you see where Wachtaw First is, and Henderson is a school right across the street at Henderson Methodist College. It used to be my mother and grandmother went there. But
wow.
Just as you drive in to the city of Arkadelphia, the Wachtaw Stadium, the new Wachtaw Stadium, the new Cliff Harris Stadium, is right there, very prominently as you drive in. So it's kind of like the, as I said in my little talk, the portal coming into Arkadelphia.
Well, the Cliff Harris Stadium, I mean, I'm sure that prompted a lot of reflections in you as a former athlete, and you're probably just thinking, you know, where has time gone? But I'm sure, you know, as we were saying, so many of the mixed emotions, I know that you would have loved to have had your parents there to watch this.
Right, exactly. And that's the way I started also. You were reading my mind as I started my little talk before at the dedication. You know, there were a lot of people there that supported me, my mom and dad. My grandparents were big supporters of my football program. I mean, football throughout my life. And, of course, Coach Buddy Bob Benson. And I'd love for Coach Landry to have been there.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Coach Benson was my coach at Wachtaw, mm-hmm. who taught me mental and physical toughness. And then, of course, Coach Landry, you know, his system allowed me to play and perform at high levels and play and start 5 different Super Bowls and win 2 of them. So it was quite an experience. It does bring you some thoughts of your own mortality and how long that stadium's going to be around, and that someday somebody's going to say, who was that Cliff Harris guy anyway?
Come on, we're never going to forget you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, now, Coach Benson, his wife did attend, correct?
Yes, I I didn't actually see her, so I'm not 100% confident, but I'm hoping that she was there.
Dallas Cowboy great Cliff Harris is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we definitely wanted to take time to recognize that and send congratulations to you. But let's move ahead, because how about the big bounce back? A week two results for the Dallas Cowboys. They completely redeemed themselves with that win against the Titans. What were your takeaways? You got to love how physical they were up front. I mean, they really got after it.
They really did a really good job, and the running game, of course. I mean,
yes,
it's been rehashed over and over with DeMarco Murray. Did such a great job, and you know, Joseph Randall ran the ball real well, and I think Dunbar was in there some. But good gosh, running the ball is the way that we're going to win this year. I believe in establishing that running game. And I was very impressed. The defense played well, enough to win. And I'm hoping that the defense will gel and come together, and which it could, as ours did in a couple of our Super Bowls. We started with a bunch of young guys, and in the beginning, middle of my career in Super Bowl 10 and 12, young guys that they came around and started performing, and we ended up going to the Super Bowl and Super Bowl 10 and losing to the Steelers. But then the next year we went back to Super Bowl 12 and beat the Denver Broncos. So I'm hoping that this team will gel and something like that possibly happen.
Well, you know, when you talk about Dallas defensively, I mean, last year obviously was a disaster, but it seems like they really are better this year than we thought. What are some of the specific improvements that you've seen?
Well, they've been playing together, playing together a year, and I mean, anytime you see that, I mean, Barry Church back there and Morris Claiborne and Brandon Carr, they're getting used to playing with each other. We've got a bunch of new guys. I mean, we lost so many guys over last season. But I think the linebackers move around this little. The Kyle Wilbur guy and Justin Durant, they're starting to step up and play. Last year didn't like the safeties playing so deep, and there were so many things open. Looks like they're reading the plays better, faster. The linebackers are moving well, and we're getting pressure on the quarterback, and that's going to be real key. I think the linebacking core is where we can see our most improvement, needed improvement, I think.
You're listening to the voice of Cliff Harris, Dallas Cowboy great, this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so we've highlighted and touched on things defensively. It's also good to see Henry Melton getting back into the mix. But let me ask you this, Cliff. Are the Cowboys offensively, are they better when Tony Romo does less?
That's a tough question.
Come on.
The thing that we've seen with Romo is his ability to come back at the end of the game, and I think it's his ability to come back at the end of the game when one team is ahead and they are trying to run time off the clock, and he does a great job of coming in and getting close. You know, I don't know how many comeback times we've come back, the most points we've ever come back. I think records have been set and things like that. You know, I with his back this year, it didn't look like to me that he had a lot of zip on the ball. I know that was something said by the commentators. I don't know if it's because he hasn't played in any preseason games and his timing's off, but it just looked like to me that the follow through, the strength, the zip that it's going to take to get those passes completed, because I know from a personal experience that this game is just a matter of inches, and you lose a little bit, and that's you lose a little speed, and you miss knocking the ball away, and you're close, but you're not right on. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to see what he looks like in the next couple of games, what Romo looks like in the next couple of games, to see if he's physically ready. Mentally ready is another story, but actually to see if he's actually physically ready to play this year.
Well, perhaps Dallas has found a new identity offensively, and we've been visiting with the great Cliff Harris tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And, of course, we definitely wanted to highlight the new Cliff Harris Stadium. Congratulations on that, and always a pleasure. And I hope to catch up with you soon in Dallas. Okay, Cliff?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alyssa. I always enjoy visiting with you.
Absolutely.
I look forward to it again.
Thank you. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.